And thanks for your membership support. As we come to the end of our fiscal year, WBJC's Interim General Manager, Jonathan Pilewski, is presenting 30 in 30, 30 composers in 30 days. I'm Kati Harrison with number 19. The pianist who originally played that is the composer who wrote this. His music is as familiar as a PB&J, the smell of freshly cut grass, the sound of waves crashing on the beach. Uh-oh, did I say beach? And by the way, if you've seen Jaws, the movie, you might have noticed that the mechanical shark, known as Bruce, isn't even on film for long. It's the music that embodies the shark. It's the music that causes our hearts to beat in fear. His music, whether we admit it or not, has been the soundtrack of our lives, for a couple of generations at least. Who is this composer whose music we know so well? John Towner Williams was born on February the 8th, 1932, in Floral Park, New York. His father, John Francis Williams, or Johnny Williams, was a jazz drummer who played in New York and Hollywood on radio, TV, and film. Williams played drums in the CBS Radio Orchestra and later in the Raymond Scott Quintet. When John Williams was 16 in 1948, his family moved to Los Angeles. There, Williams played in a university jazz band and studied composition with Italian composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, who himself wrote movie scores. In 1951, Williams served in the U.S. Air Force, where he played the piano, conducted, and arranged music for the U.S. Air Force Band. Following his service, John Williams studied at the Juilliard School of Music with the famous piano pedagogue Rosina Levine, whose students included Van Cliburn, John Browning, and Misha Dichter, among others. After Juilliard and back in Los Angeles in the 1950s, Williams earned his chops as a session musician like his father before him, playing piano and arranging music for movies and TV. He worked with Henry Mancini on the Peter Gunn television soundtrack, playing the original opening piano riff. He also worked as an arranger and pianist with Mancini on the movies Days of Wine and Roses, and charade. Williams' superpower in Hollywood was his musical eclecticism and versatility in both jazz and classical symphonic music. Both as an arranger, composer, and conductor. His first Academy Award win was for the film score adaptation of Fiddler on the Roof in 1971. John Williams has said that he doesn't consider himself to be a classical composer, yet he's written many concert pieces, symphonies, chamber music, and concertos, including a bear of a horn concerto for Dale Clevenger, who served as principal horn for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. In 1966, at the red carpet premiere of the movie How to Steal a Million, starring Audrey Hepburn, who should be walking two couples ahead of John Williams and his wife, but Mr. and Mrs. Igor Stravinsky. Even though his wife tried to get Williams to introduce himself to the Stravinskys, he was too shy and embarrassed. He said, "I was convinced that Stravinsky probably would have said to me, 'So you're responsible for that rubbish I just heard for these 2 hours?'" It's impossible to talk about John Williams without someone piping up and saying that his music sounds like Korngold, Holst, or Stravinsky. That may be true, but John Williams, like Stravinsky, can tell a story with his music in a moving, indelible way. I think Stravinsky would be honored and flattered by the comparison. I'm Kati Harrison. Thank you for listening to 30 and 30, and thank you for your membership support. If you would like to make a contribution to WBJC, you can go to wbjc.com.